Okay, boys and girls, you did really well and you've been telling the story about the shepherds, and I'm going to talk to you a minute or two today about the shepherds. And today we're going to be thinking about how the shepherds met God. And boys and girls, that is so important for us to learn from that, because there's nothing more important for us in life than that we meet God in order that our sins are taken away, that we are made clean, and that we're made ready for heaven. So there's nothing important, more important than that we meet God. And we can learn something today, boys and girls, from the story of the shepherds and how they met God. Let's see our next picture. The first reason we can meet God, though, is because God comes near. Boys and girls, God is so big and he's so high above us, we could never reach up to God in heaven. And by what we do, we could never come to know God. Boys and girls, has anybody ever met the Queen? Hands up, have you met the Queen? No. Why have you never met the Queen? Have you ever gone to Buckingham Palace and tried knocking the door to even get in to see the Queen? If you go to Buckingham Palace and knock the door, you'll not get in to see the Queen. We can't go and just see the Queen. The only way we could ever see the Queen is if she were to invite us to something special that she was holding and we could meet her then. Because the Queen is, boys and girls, way above us. She's royalty. And we just can't know her or meet her. And God's way above the Queen. God is way, way up there. And we can never know God except if God comes near to us. And boys and girls, this is the good news of Christmas. Jesus came into this world, and Jesus was the very God who made this world. Do you realize that? The God who put the stars into the sky, the God who made the hills and the fields, the God who made every one of us, is the very God who came into the world as Jesus. He came to rescue us from our sin. He also came so that we can know him as our friend. And so Christmas time reminds us, boys and girls, that God wants to know us. And God wants us to know him as our friend. And that is so important. And boys and girls and mums and dads, if we don't know God, well, this Christmas time should remind us there's something wrong, because Jesus has come so we can know him. But, boys and girls, think about this. Jesus came and he was born and he was placed in a little manger as his bed. And there were shepherds out on the hills. Did the shepherds at the beginning of that night know about Jesus? No. They were out in the hills. They were looking after the sheep. It was just an ordinary night. And they didn't know that a little baby was born. Our next picture shows us something very important. God breaks in. For us to know Jesus, for us to know God, God has to break into our lives. And God broke into the lives of the shepherds through his angels, telling the shepherds the message about Jesus, the Savior. Now, God still has angels, boys and girls, and angels are about protecting God's people. But we don't often see angels today. But God still sends his messengers to tell the news about Jesus so that we can come to know Jesus, we can come to know God. And that's what I am. Certainly not an angel, boys and girls, but I'm a messenger from God to tell you about Jesus, that you can come to know Jesus. Your Sunday school teachers are the same. We're here to tell you about Jesus so that you can come to know Jesus. But there's a problem, boys and girls. Even though we hear about Jesus, well, maybe we still don't come to know him. I have a few things in my bag that help us understand why it is that sometimes, even though we hear about Jesus, well, we don't come to know him. Do you like my glasses? Do I look good? No, I don't. But sometimes, boys and girls, it's a bit like we're wearing really, really dark glasses. If I put my hands over it, I can't see you. And we're blind. We can't see. Now, we're not blind in the sense that we can't use our eyes. We're blind in our hearts that we cannot just understand the message about Jesus properly. The Bible tells us that people are blind because of their sin. They can't understand who Jesus is. They can't understand their need of Jesus. And it's like they're wearing really dark glasses through which they can't see. Another problem we have. Let me see what else I have in my bag here. Does anybody know what's that there? Put your hands up. Hands up, you know. Yes. It's a stone. Stone or a rock. And it's really, really hard, isn't it? And the Bible tells us our hearts are really hard that God's message won't go into it. Can you imagine trying to get something into that rock? It's really hard. Let's see the other side of the rock or the stone. See what it says? William, somebody nice gave me that at a wedding. And my heart, boys and girls, was really hard. Even though I grew up in Sunday school, I didn't ask Jesus to be my Savior and my Lord. I didn't accept Him because my heart was hard. And our hearts are all very hard like that. And that's why God has to break into us through the power of His Holy Spirit to change us in our hearts. So we'll come and trust in Jesus to take away our sin and to be the Lord and Master of our lives. We're blind. Our hearts are hard. And God has to break in. Remember the shepherds? They were out in the fields. The angel came. The glory of God shone around them. Were they happy at the beginning, boys and girls? Shepherds, were you happy? No, the Bible tells us they were terrified. They were scared. They were shaking. Because it was scary meeting with God. And boys and girls, when God breaks into our lives at the beginning, it isn't nice. Because God tells us we're sinners. God tells us we don't deserve to go to heaven. God tells us we need to be rescued. And when God breaks into our lives by His Holy Spirit, it's not nice. It's uncomfortable. It's a wee bit like boys and girls. Now, I know most boys and girls here don't do anything very bad. I know you are very good boys and girls. But just imagine there's one day you did do something bad at home. Say you did something you shouldn't have done, and maybe you broke something. And mummy or daddy comes in, and they've caught you on. How do you feel? You feel good? No, you feel guilty. And when God breaks into our lives, we feel guilty. But God broke into the lives of these shepherds to change them so that they come to know Jesus as Savior, so they wouldn't be the same again. And listen, boys and girls, if you don't know Jesus as your friend, God wants to do that this Christmas time. To bring you to trust in Him dying on the cross to take away your sin, to trust in Him to be the King, the Master of your life. You turn to follow Him. But what did the shepherds do? Let's see our next picture. The shepherds just didn't stay on the hills. The shepherds went and they searched for Jesus until they found Him in Bethlehem. They found Him. How did they know that Jesus was in Bethlehem? How did they know? Were they told from a map? Yeah? No? Who told them? He told them. The angels told them. God's messengers told them where they would find Jesus. And the same of us, boys and girls. How we will find Jesus is through the Bible. And it's by reading the Bible and hearing the Bible taught that we will come to know and meet with Jesus. And so, boys and girls, this Christmas time, you take some time, if you're old enough, to read the Bible, or ask mummy and daddy to read the Bible with you, so that you will come to know Jesus. It's absolutely crucial that we will search for Jesus, because when God enters our lives, He causes us to seek after Jesus until we find Him, until we come and trust in Him as our Savior, as our Lord. Now you imagine, boys and girls, if the shepherds had heard the good news that Jesus was born in Bethlehem and they stayed on the mountain and didn't go looking for Him. Would they have been very wise? No, they wouldn't have been wise. They'd have been foolish. And their life would not have been changed. But they went, they searched, and they found Jesus. And boys and girls, listen. If you haven't found Jesus, and mums and dads, it's crucial this Christmas time you find Jesus. Because only Jesus can take away your sin. Joanna. Only Jesus can take away your sin. Only Jesus can make you into a new person. One final picture, boys and girls. After they found Jesus, what did they do? They went and they told others. Imagine Christmas morning, boys and girls. Imagine you come down Christmas morning. And just imagine there might be a present for you. And there might be something that you really, really wanted. Something like an orange or an apple. Oh. Or maybe something even a bit better than an orange or an apple. something you really wanted. And you know, maybe later on that day you see granny or granda, or you see your aunt and uncle, or you see your cousins, and you're so excited about what you've got, you want to go and tell them, don't you? Because you've got this wonderful gift. The shepherds had the most wonderful gift of all. They had come to know Jesus. They had met Jesus. Jesus the Savior who would take away their sin and open up the door to heaven for them. That's the greatest gift of all. And so did they keep it to themselves? No, they were excited. They ran out and they told everyone they met, "We have found Jesus. We have found the Savior." And everybody heard them. They were amazed as well because of this message about Jesus. I know some of the boys and girls have come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. You have come to accept this gift of salvation that Jesus brings. If you that has happened to you, boys and girls, you have something special to tell every other boy or girl. And it's the same too for mums and dads. When we have known the salvation that Jesus has died to bring, we will tell other people. We have to tell other people. Because we have a world that's dying out there, dying without Christ and dying without hope. And we need to go and tell people to be this Jesus. But maybe, boys and girls, maybe you can't do that. Maybe you get up Christmas morning and there's no gift. Imagine that. There's no present. Would you go out and be excited and tell people? No, because you have nothing to tell. And the problem here for some boys and girls, the problem for some mums and dads and grannies and grandas, is they have never received this great gift. And they have nothing to tell. Boys and girls, may this Christmas be the greatest Christmas of all, that you accept Jesus. Imagine you come down Christmas morning and there's this great, great big box, all nicely wrapped up, a lovely big bow on it, lovely paper on it, and it says to you, it's got your name on it. And you come down and you look at this lovely present and you say, "That's very nice." And you walk and go and have your breakfast. And then you go and play with some toys. You go back and you look at the box again. "Oh, that's nice." And you never open it. Will you do it, boys and girls? No, you open it, don't you? Now tell me this, boys and girls. Why will you not open the greatest gift of all, which is Jesus? Why will you not come to Jesus this Christmas time, asking Jesus to take away your sin, believing he died to do that, and asking him to be the Lord of your life? You see, when I was a little boy on Christmas morning, and I saw presents, and they were wrapped up, boy, you couldn't see, the paper was flying. I couldn't be held back. I opened it, I ripped it. Some people might say, "Oh, watch the paper. Use it to back your books." Not a bit of it. Rip, rip, rip. Get it open. I want to see the toy inside. I didn't want to be held back. This Christmas time, don't you stop. Don't you hold back from trusting in Jesus to be your Savior, to be your Lord. Let's pray together. Holy Father, we do pray that indeed that this Christmas time, all of us will think about the greatest gift of all, who is Jesus. And Father, we pray that you would break into our hearts, even if they're still blind and so hard, to Christ and the gospel. And Father, that you would cause us this Christmas time to search after Christ, so we come to know him as our Savior, as our Lord. Lord, help us not to be so foolish to have the greatest gift of all, the gift of Jesus, the gift of eternal life, the gift of heaven, the gift of forgiveness of sin offered to us and refuse to accept it. Father, give us grace, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing our final praise and just say, boys and girls, after we sing this, you have to stay here. Don't be running down to mummy or daddy. I think the teachers want to see you, and then you can go down and see mummy and daddy after the teachers see you. We're going to join together. Have your words there, boys. "See in yonder manger low, born for us on earth."